Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas on Saturday, October the 12th. And welcome. Welcome to our commentary. I guess the baseball semifinals or championship series have all been set up. You've got the Indians or the Cleveland. Well, I keep calling them Indians, but I know they're the Guardians. But I grew up calling them Indians. You know, what am I going to do? It's difficult to make these changes. But the Cleveland team is going to be playing the Yankees in New York. I think they get started on Monday. And that's a very interesting matchup because that's number one and number two in the American League. And we haven't had a lot of those recently with all of these various teams making it into the postseason. Over in the National League, it's going to be the New York Mets, who were the number five team, playing the Dodgers, who were number one. Right now, I'm not ready to call a winner yet. Who's going to go to the World Series? I think I know who Fox Sports would love to go to the World Series, and that's the Yankees and the Dodgers. I mean, if you put the Yankees and the Dodgers in the World Series, you're talking to some pretty big audiences. And when you talk about the Ohtani factor, you're talking about Japanese audiences as well. So you could be, you know, you could be 100 million people because Ohtani is not just popular in Japan. He's popular in Korea, obviously in the United States and Latin America. So you could be talking about some huge audiences watching the World Series. So that's who I think they want in the World Series, the Dodgers and the Yankees. But, you know, you got to win to get there. And I think like we saw today with Cleveland, they've got a great team. And the Mets, I think the Mets are the – sometimes you get the feeling they're the team of destiny the way they're playing. So I'm not ready to call it yet, but I will probably in the next couple of days. But my hunch is that it's going to be the Yankees and the Dodgers. And, you know, I'm not a fan of either one. I mean, I respect the players and all of that, but I'm not a big fan of either team. I guess in a situation like that one, Yankee-Dodgers, I think I'll go with the Yankees. But that's because I'm an American League fan. But anyway, I'll tell you my prediction in a couple of days, but it's going to be some pretty good baseball coming up here next week in these league championship series. Well, I have a post over at the American Thinker today talking about President Obama. He was sent out to talk to Black Americans, particularly Black men in Philadelphia, and I don't think it went very well. I mean, that's the sense you get, that it didn't go very well. And look, if they have to send President Obama out to different Black communities, what that tells you is that they've got an even bigger problem than we thought with not just Black men, but Hispanic men, as I understand. And now, of course, they've always had a problem with white men. That's a Democrat problem for years. So the Kamala Harris campaign really needs help. And I think if you objectively look at where they are right now, you have to say the advantage is with Trump. Now, there's still, 25 days left, 30 days left, whatever. So things could change. So let's not get too carried away one way or the other. But you got to like the position that President Trump is in. He's clearly right now the favorite. And what I would recommend to President Trump is just cut it back a little bit. Turn it down a little bit. You don't have to call your... You know, like the governor of Colorado, you don't have to call him names to win Colorado. Everybody in Colorado is pretty unhappy with him. So just kind of tone it down a little bit and just kind of coast a little bit here to the finish. Let's see if he takes my advice. But you got to like the position he's in. I think right now you got to bet that he's going to be returning to the White House. You may have heard a couple of days ago that the governor of Michigan, I don't know what she was doing, I don't know what she was thinking, but they make a video of the governor of Michigan giving what appears to be almost like the video is like someone giving communion to somebody, you know, like when you go to the priest, somebody kneels down and takes communion and the priest puts communion in your mouth, that kind of thing. So they make a video of this. But the governor of Michigan, is giving a Dorito, meaning a potato chip, to this young woman who sits there, you know, like you would in church when you're waiting for communion from the priest. And the whole thing has become very controversial. Now, the governor has apologized, saying she didn't mean it this way, that she wasn't trying to offend anybody. Okay, you know, we where I guess I'm a nice person. I accept apologies. But you got to wonder what she's thinking. I mean, what is she thinking when she makes a video like that? Didn't she realize that Catholics were going to be offended? I mean, the bishops in Michigan have written a letter to the governor saying, hey, what are you doing? Why are you mocking the Catholic Church in this fashion? And again, I have no idea what she's thinking. She's a politician. You would think that if anybody is, you know, sensitive to these things, it would be a politician, particularly the politician of a state where over 70% of the population is Christian. They're not necessarily Catholic, but one thing I've noticed over the years is that Christians, you know, they kind of stick together when it comes to making fun of religion. Because if you, you know, if you're Catholic or not Catholic, you don't want people making fun of religion because it could come back to you. I mean, if you're a, for example, a Methodist, you don't want to see the Catholic Church, people making fun of the Catholic Church because it could come back, you know, they could make fun of Methodists later. So people, the ones I've met over the years, Christians I've met over the years, they have a certain reverence for religion and for the different denominations. And they want those denominations and so on to be respected. I mean, that's the way I am. I mean, I don't make fun of Baptists. I don't make fun of Methodists. I don't make fun of anybody. I just respect everybody's nomination, whatever it is. Obviously, you have other religions like the Jewish religion, you know, Muslims, Buddhists, and all of that. I don't make fun of anybody because I respect them. I respect them because I expect people to respect the Catholic Church, of which I'm a member. But this governor, you've got to be, again, thinking, what is she thinking? What in the world is she thinking to make a video like that? I guess it's a TikTok video, whatever that is, you know. I'm probably one of the few people on the planet who doesn't have a TikTok video account. I just never got into it. I think I've got enough with this and my blog and making these videos. I got plenty. I got plenty for me. I don't need any more. You know, any other thing. I got plenty with my Facebook account and my Twitter account, or X as they call it now, and with my these videos that I make and the blog that I write. I got plenty to keep me busy. I don't need a TikTok account to, I don't know what for. But anyway, she was apparently making, doing this with some woman who is one of these influencers, whatever they call themselves, I guess people who make money doing this stuff on TikTok. Look, I don't care if people make money on TikTok. I hope they make a lot of money. I like people making money. It's a good thing when people make money. But don't mock the Catholic Church. Don't make fun of any church. Just kind of respect people. You know, faith is something that ought to be respected. And there ought to be a certain common sense understanding that you don't make fun of a religion. I don't make fun of your religion. Don't make fun of mine. And, you know, we'll get along just fine. We'll get along just fine. I mean, that's the beauty of this country, that we can, you know, we have freedom of religion. People can practice whatever they want. But my goodness, I had no idea what the governor of Michigan was thinking when she participated in that video. And what makes it interesting is there's talk that she could be running for president in 2028. Wouldn't be surprised. You know, she's been a popular governor, and wouldn't be surprised if she's thinking about it. But my God, with a video like this, she has a little explaining to do, as Lucy used to tell, or Ricky used to tell Lucy in the old Lucy show. Well, today is October 12th, 1492. I'm sure you remember the date. You probably remember reading about it in school. It was on this day in 1492 that Columbus landed. And I think he landed in the Dominican Republic. A couple of weeks later, he landed in Cuba, what we now call Cuba. And, you know, this was a day all of us grew up celebrating. And then it became very controversial all of a sudden. And I've never understood why. Of course, there were bad things that were done in the name of the conquest. I'm not going to sit here and you know, obviously avoid the obvious. Yes, there were some bad things that were done. There were some things that shouldn't have been done. There were some abuses and so on. And I understand all of that. And it's all part of the history. And it's part of the history we should put behind. We shouldn't be dwelling on it constantly. It doesn't do anybody any good to dwell on it. It happened 400, 500 years ago. And I'm not supposed to be responsible for it. Neither should anybody else. So, yes, we should tell our children that the conquistadores were not perfect people. But again, they doesn't mean that everything they did was bad. And it certainly doesn't mean that everything Spain did was bad here in the New World. They did a lot of great things. They built schools, universities, temples, cities, and they built a new world. So they should get some credit for that. Now, here recently, the president of Mexico said that Spain should apologize to Mexico for some of the things that happened during that time. And I'm glad to see that the king of Spain simply said, I'm not apologizing for any of this. We have nothing to apologize for. And pretty much hung up the phone on him. And I'm glad to see of that. I'm glad to see that happen. Because I thought the president of Mexico was way out of line asking for that. I'm talking about the previous president, López Obrador, who left office about 10 days ago. I think the new lady who's the president now is still insisting on the apology, but she's not going to get it. And she shouldn't get it. It's insane to go back and dwell on the past. So they did a lot of great things in the New World. They discovered the New World. They settled the New World. Did they make mistakes? Yes. Did they abuse? Yes. Did they do bad things? Yes. But I think we're better off today because this part of the world, what we call the New World, was settled by Europeans. They certainly brought a lot of good things to the New World. I mean, our entire body of government and respect for one another, that came with them. And I think that's something that we need to respect. So yes, I remember Christopher Columbus. I remember him well. And I have no idea, I think he's buried somewhere in Spain, I believe, Christopher Columbus. So wherever you are, Christopher, thank you. Thank you for discovering the New World. I know that it was not your intention to discover a new world, but you did. And anyway, we're grateful for that. Well, have a great weekend, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and happy Columbus Day. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, everybody.